Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
We really wanted to create an experience, but and that's a good thing because no one was buying anything, really. people were buying a lot of matcha, though. A lot of matcha, a lot of teas. But the Green Beauty was so, like, new. It was very weird because it should have been new, yet people were seeing it as something old, mm-hmm. right? Because the generation, I think, that was coming and like shopping at that time, so again 10 years ago, was like people that tried natural beauty in the 90s, early 2000s, and decided that it was cute, but that they were not going to use it, right? Yeah. Because the formulations, the brands, everything, the experience was not there.
Hey guys, welcome to Breaking Beauty,
the podcast all about the best-selling beauty products and the damn good stories behind them. We're your hosts, Carlene Higgins
and Jill Dunn.
Hi everybody, welcome back to Breaking Beauty podcast. This is Jill Dunn.
And I'm Carlene Higgins.
So today we have a first because we are speaking to a beauty retailer founder.
That's right.
And his name is?
Romain Gaillard, and he's the founder of Detox Market.
So Detox Market is a specialty beauty retailer. They focus solely on green beauty mm-hmm. brands. And it was really a trailblazing, pioneering idea because it launched in 2010. And up until that point, there was really where you bought your green beauty products was you got your Burt's Bees lip balm alongside your recyclable toilet tissue and your granola.
Your crystal deodorant.
Yeah, at Whole Foods or Noah's or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And this was before, you know, Cap Beauty, mm-hmm. Credo Beauty, and all of that.
And the clean at Sephora way before that.
Yeah, absolutely. So Detox Market has a total of 7 stores now. There are 3 in LA, 3 in Toronto, and in the fall, they opened a flagship in New York City.
And of course, they have an online store too, mm-hmm. detoxmarket.com. And the stores, what I really appreciate about them is that it's an elevated sense of design mm-hmm. and it's a destination because it's an experience mm-hmm. when you go into one of the stores and you get to play and touch and feel and they give you samples and all of that. And it was just such an unique idea when it first came to the market. And when Anna Edit was here and she was on the mic, she was talking about how impressed she was with the Detox Market and their assortment of products, but also the mm-hmm. service and all of that.
Well, she was one of the first to go into their new flagship here in Toronto, which is on Spadina
Avenue. I think she might have gone a sneak peek, did she?
Yeah, I think she did. So it's all like a beautiful blonde wood inside. Yeah. You kind of go downstairs, but it's really, really bright. So yeah, they have education and master classes and things like that. But I think what people really love is just you walk into the store and it's been pre-curated.
Exactly.
So absolutely everything in the store is considered green beauty. Mm-hmm. There are no parabens, no phthalates. There's a list of ingredients that every product is free from on Detox Market's website. Yeah. Anything you pick up is going to be green beauty. So if you're a serious connoisseur, mm-hmm. this is the destination.
destination.
Or even
for
if you.
You
literally know nothing, yeah. This is the place to go.
Absolutely.
And we asked Roman what the top three selling green beauty products are at Detox Market. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of surprised at least one of them.
Yeah.
So.
And one of them is one of my personal favorites. Okay. All I'm just going to say it, that it literally is green. But you have to stay tuned till the end of the episode to find out what that is.
And they're continuing to innovate.
Yeah. They actually have subscription boxes.
Okay.
Which is really smart. Apparently they've taken off in the US, but it's like any other beauty box. You know, the longer you sign up, the less expensive it is. Yeah. The value, I think, is over $100 a month. You pay something like $50, mm-hmm. and you get a few full size products and some samples.
Yeah,
and
they usually center around one brand, like Tammy Fender, who's a big celebrity facialist. She was 1 month. Fit mm-hmm. Glow Beauty was another month. The March one's coming out in a couple of days. Stay tuned to see what's in that one.
They also have just launched their own line of products called Detox Mode. Yes. That will be the name of the brand. So they came out just with one product in November, and it is called
the Altogether Oil.
Mm-hmm.
How obsessed are you with this concept?
I love the dry oil. Yeah. I really do.
Yeah. So it is a dry oil, which a lot of French women have been using for years. I've used mm-hmm. the Nuxe one before. Yeah. And the idea is that you put it on and it quickly absorbs.
Mm-hmm.
So this Altogether oil, it's free of palm oil. It has ginseng in it, macadamia oil, jojoba oil, and you can use it on your body, face, and your hair.
Smells like a dream.
It's way more affordable than a lot of other oils that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole concept for this was genius because Detox Market, Romain, he's seen it all. He's pitched 55 different brands every single month. But what he did was use their network of green beauty customers and said, "What's your dirty little secret?"
Yeah. Meaning, what are you using that is not all natural,
yeah.
that you just cannot give up?
You can't quit.
Yeah, in your beauty routine. So people,
so like a conventional beauty
yeah,
product.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't quit.
So people submitted their answers and the dry oil came out tops. There was literally no organic or all natural dry oils on the market. So this is genius.
Yeah.
I mean, this is about finding the white space and consulting your own customers to find out what that is.
Yeah, you've been trying it.
Yeah, I've been trying it. I really like it because a lot of body oils, mm-hmm. to me, they're too slippy.
Yeah.
First of all, they get on the floor and I'm like, this is hazardous. but also, yeah, I've got to get going
yeah.
in the morning. So I can't wait for anything to dry. So I like to put it on right when I get out of the shower, mm-hmm. when it's still steamy in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of creates a seal on my body and yeah. just keeps all of the moisture inside. It smells beautiful.
Oh,
you mentioned
smells,
the price.
Smells.
In case people are curious, it's $32 US mm-hmm. and 42 Canadian.
Yeah, and I think with body products in general, it's probably one of the last frontiers of if people are cleaning their routine, quote unquote, mm-hmm. it's one of the last things that they do because we have a lot more real estate on our body to
yeah.
cover. So you may not usually invest in like, you can't like put Tata Harper face cream from head to toe
yeah.
as much as we'd like to.
Unless you're really wealthy.
So they're coming out with, that's called the Altogether Oil. Of course, every product we mention and everything that we talk about with Roman, it's going to be on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com. So you can, you don't need to take notes right now. You can go and check it out thereafter. But the other thing that they're launching a follow-up to mm-hmm. this in mid-April. Do you have any guesses on what their next dirty little secret inspired thing will be?
Well, I do think it will be related to body.
Mm-hmm.
So let me see. If I had to guess, I'm going to guess it's going to be like a lube.
Oh,
a
really?
Personal care, yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, deodorants, all natural deodorants have completely blown up. And I think that lube is the next frontier.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
What do you think?
I'm thinking more like an SPF product.
Oh, interesting.
Because I still think there's a, if they have secrets to knowing what people like and don't like, maybe they're
yeah.
going to be going for that market. And I'm like mid-April, what would be timely?
Mm, yeah, people still trying to nail that category,
yeah,
get
yeah.
away from the really chalky mineral.
Yeah, and I have no idea. Yeah. That's just a complete guess. So
okay,
I have no idea.
Well, guys, send us your guesses too on Instagram comments or
yeah.
DM us. But we know that they're definitely going to be rolling out a lot more in 2019.
Yeah. So it's been about 10 years since Detox Market first opened, and that was on Abbot Kinney Boulevard in Venice Beach.
And the whole thing rolled out very organically. Roman didn't really have a clue where this whole experiment was going to wind up.
Romain grew up in Paris and started in a whole other line of work before dedicating his career to green beauty. And that story is just ahead.
My name is Romain Gaillard, and I'm the founder of the Detox Market.
What were some of your best like memories growing up in Paris? Were you really into beauty or grooming?
If I looked at my mother, she was using very, very little makeup, almost no makeup, but like she was very particular about her skin. Mm-hmm. My grandmother was like, she was very like crazy. She was using also makeup, but she was very Guerlain, Chanel, that was it. You know, mm-hmm. There's like nothing else in her world.
Yeah.
And, but like, yeah, it's like this kind of mix of luxury. And in France, even like when you start to be like, you know, like 13, 14, and, you know, like your mother like might say, you know, you need to select a perfume. Mm-hmm. So I remember going actually to select a perfume, you know, and like you go and you try different things and there's one and that's yours. And, you know, and then you change. So it's very, that for mm-hmm. sure not in North America.
Yeah. So you had to pick like a signature scent in like grade 9 or something.
Yes.
Like, yeah. What was yours? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was Egoist. Egoist from Chanel, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so what did you go to school for?
Long story short, I studied business, you know, and then I studied also, I did a master's also in finance in London. So I was in France for like 5 years, and then I did my master's in London.
Where did it all go from there after school? How did you end up here, coming to North America?
So I ended up like... So right after like during actually my master's in finance, I was it was like the path was to do investment banking.
Okay.
And actually one of my very good friend was doing investment banking in London at that time, and I was like, he was making so much money and he was like, but he looked terrible, like he was so tired and so like it had no life, you know. You could see in his eyes he was just like, you know. But and I was like, there's no way I'm gonna do that. There's just like, I have no interest for that, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's really, when you look at investment banking, really the one thing they can guarantee you is, and the two things is, you're gonna make a lot of money, and second is you're gonna have a crappy life, right? And I realized I really didn't care much about money, and so, but I cared about having a crappy life. So I decided not to do it. I did one job interview. And and they called me back and they were like, you know, we want you for an interview. And I was like, okay, perfect, when? And they're like, next week. Blah, blah, blah. Next week, I'm sorry, I'm in Paris. And they're like, okay, so the following week. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, because it's Christmas break, so I'm staying there. And they're like, no, but like, you know, it is like, I'm not going to name that bank, but it's, imagine, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like Goldman Sachs, you know, like, yeah. You have to like, you know, like, go. And I was like, no, you know, but like, you know, I understand. And they're like, what about after the vacation? I'm like, I'm sorry, actually, I'm going to be in Argentina. And they were like, but you can not, like, you know, they were like, this is not possible. This is like the opportunity of your life. You know, you have to cancel this trip. I'm like, no. I've never been to Argentina. That's an opportunity, you know? And so that was the end of my career in investment banking. I didn't make it to the interview because we couldn't schedule a time. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad. And so I ended up working in tech and moving to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And I worked there. So that's how I kind of moved to California. Beauty is actually precisely the opposite. Mm-hmm. It's the most beautiful beauty brands are brands that have been built over decades, mm-hmm. right? And that's and now, and we talked a little bit about that right before. It's mm-hmm. now with Instagram and all those overnight successes. Mm-hmm. It's I feel we're missing a little bit of like those old kind of maison de beauté that have been, you know, developed over the years. And you know, I have a true, you know, like passion for those founders that go through like those crazy journeys, mm-hmm. To create something. And you know, sometimes it takes them like 15, 20, 30 years, mm-hmm. to get to a point, you know. Mm-hmm. But in my case, in the case of Detox Market, I entered that world through a friend of mine who had breast cancer.
Okay.
She had breast cancer in the early 2000s, and she was and is sure that was linked to the personal care products she was using back then, because she was a very healthy person. And she told me about that, you know, and that was back in 2007. The first I was completely actually, like, I thought she was crazy, you know, because imagine 11, 12, like 11 years ago, someone tells you there is toxic elements in personal care. You're like, no, no, it's sold in pharmacy. I mean, in Paris, where I grew up, you buy your skincare in a pharmacy. You have like someone, a pharmacist, stressed as a doctor, you know, like you're not going to question that he's going to give you something that was questionable ingredients, right? And so when she told me that, I was like, is that possible? And I did a bunch of research myself. We didn't have that many resources back then, right? And I found out that there were a lot of questionable ingredients in personal care. The legislation in the US were from the 30s, and nothing changed since the 30s. That doesn't make much sense, right? You know, brands in Japan versus the US, they use different ingredients, right? And some things that are like banned in Japan, and they're like, you know, that's crazy that everything goes in the US, right? And also after you start looking at like ingredients themselves, there were a whole question about like, about is it bad for you or not? But then if you start digging, there is absolutely no question about the fact that a lot of conventional brands are using like very crappy ingredients that they sell at a crazy price. That's not even the debate. I think like, you know, like that's very clear. You know, like the way they cherry pick ingredients, it's crazy. You know, it's a bunch of it's filler, you know, it's filler, emulsifier, preservative, fragrance, and then at the end maybe a couple of actives.
And then so how did you decide, you know, you wanted to build or create the detox market from all of this background?
So first it was kind of a side project. So no one was really talking about it. And one thing I realized is they were like no retailer really creating an experience around it. And so I found a space in Venice on a street called Abbot Kinney, which is a very kind of cool and up or was a cool and upcoming street. Now it's more like it was cool 10 years ago, but like it's and we found this great, it was a what is called the Venice Bungalow. So you know, in that street, one thing that is cool is you have a lot of like those old houses that really looks like a bungalow, and they were actually bungalows. When we were there, they were not actually, I don't think we were zoned for retail. Right. I learned that after, or maybe during. But yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But it was, and so it was so fun. You know, the first thing. So we found the space, and then I reached out to the brands. And I told them, listen, I want to create this great story, but I need you to be involved because it's not, I'm not doing that to create a retail concept. I really don't want to do that. But like, it's, I think we need to educate people. And the best way to do it is to do it in a very positive way and create a fun environment and where we do events and fun things like that. And so I reached out to a bunch of them and everybody was like, that's cool. Yeah. We'll commit to come, you know, whatever, like that month. And
but wait, were they like, what's your name and you work in tech and what are you doing? Like, how did you get them to like trust you or that you knew that?
Listen, they sent me money and inventory and pretty much that's, I, you know, they were like no contract. Like they literally, because everything was on consignment, of course.
Yeah.
I had like $5,000 to open the first store. And I think at that time it was such a small community and everybody was struggling so much that any initiative, it's all about names. There's some people I knew or I had connection with, and so they trusted me. They know I was not going to do anything like, you know, worst case, they lose, you know, a little bit of money and, you know, some inventory. It was not the end of the world. But like, once you have a few people in, then like you say, oh, but these guys are coming. And they're like, oh, I don't want to miss out. And so, you know, and so that's how it happened. But, I, you know, it all started actually with one brand that was selling soap.
Which one?
Ton Savon. Yeah, it was, and it was. It's actually a great company. They sell soap, but they make like this soap from Provence. It's actually a very high quality soap. It's not a brand that people know necessarily. And so yeah, that was the first one that said yes.
What year was this that you officially opened your doors?
So it was in November 1st, 2010.
Okay.
And we wanted to do a 2 month pop up, November and December 2010. It's not like, you know, for design. And so I was looking, basically, we were backward. We're like, I love the name Detox Market. And we're like, you know, it would be cool to have like kind of this market feel, just almost like in Paris, you know, when you have like the crates, you know, outside, you know, they put like the fruit and and we couldn't find crates. The crates were crazy expensive. And then, we just Google search, we found this guy who was doing crates, and he was downtown, and you know, he was actually the, you know, very well spoken, you know, guy, and start talking to him, and I'm telling him what I, you know, that I need wooden crates, and he's like, how many? And we're like, I don't know, depends on the price, you know. and I'm like, what's the price? He's like, oh, it's $199. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy. No, we don't have that type of money. And he's like, that's not super expensive. I'm like, well, it's super expensive. We need, you know, we need at least 200 crates. He's like, yeah, it's, you know, but he's like, I can make it for you, maybe, okay, $1.79. I'm like, oh, you were talking $1.99? Yeah. I was like, no, I can pay that. I was like, I told him, no, you don't need to give us a break here. Yeah, like, that, I can pay this. And then he was like, okay, so where is your field? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, where do you need to deliver? I'm like, oh, no, it's Venice in Abbot Kinney. And then, like, a blank, he was like, I know Abbot Kinney. There's no farm over there. I'm like, no, there is no farm. Like, we're doing a retail store. We really wanted to create an experience, but and that's a good thing because no one was buying anything, really. people were buying a lot of matcha, though. A lot of matcha, a lot of teas. But the Green Beauty was so, like, new. It was very weird because it was, like, it should have been new, mm-hmm. yet people were seeing it as something old, mm-hmm. right? Because the generation, I think, that was coming and, like, shopping at that time, so again, 10 years ago, was, like, people that tried natural beauty in the 90s, early 2000s, and decided that it was cute, but that they were not going to use it, right?
Mm, yeah.
Because the formulations, the brands, everything, the experience mm-hmm. was not there, mm-hmm. right? And that was that was the concept, is to elevate it, to go in places where mm-hmm. We were not expected. Abbot Kinney was not a place where you would expect a beauty store. Now, of course, like every other like brands like MAC, I don't know if MAC is there, but mm-hmm. they probably will get there eventually, you know? Mm-hmm. Is there, but at that time it was like you had like a bars and restaurants and you had like galleries mm-hmm. and some super cool concept stores, but that was it.
How were you generating buzz? Was it all in the press or?
So I would say word of mouth, mm-hmm. press definitely. Mm-hmm. We had very early on a lot of press and long leads coming to us, which was very surprising because I was like, first we were supposed to close. So they're like, we're considering you for like the April issue. And I'm like, ooh. Are we going to be open? I was like, and then we started lying. Like, I don't remember when the team said, like, actually, it was the store manager. I think we told them, of course, we're going to be open in April, you know? And I was like, okay, if she says so. And so we had a big thing from WWD, actually. They did an entire page
wow.
on us, you know, like saying we're like best concept store of the year. That was like so cool.
So that helped put you on the map, I guess. And then you were like, we can try this other places.
It did, but like in a very weird way, because that's how much I knew nothing about beauty and retail. I didn't know what WWD was. I had no idea. So they called. And so the journalist, her name is Rachel Braun. She's absolutely amazing. And she basically reached out and she was like, you know, I want to do a photo shoot. I really like the concept. I think that like green beauty and kind of health, wellness, merging together is the future, and I think you really nailed something. And we were like, great, great, great. And I didn't know what WWD was, so I was not even, we didn't even prepare the photo shoot. I wasn't like there. I had to go somewhere to a meeting, and it went, when it was released, people were like, did you, like, how, when did that happen? Why you didn't tell this was coming? I was like, I didn't know it was a big deal, you know? They were super nice, but I didn't. Because they were, you know, they were like, we're in the industry, you know, obviously when you're WWD, you don't explain what you do, you know, really. And so no one really asked. I didn't ask.
You
and
thought
so
it was a trade rag. You're like, what is this?
But it was great. It was great. And so and we continued and, you know, we did those pop-ups and it was just fun. It was just fun.
So now you're 10 years in. Let's talk about some of the products that were the best sellers. What are a few that stand out that have just been continually flying off shelves?
The Well People mascara, I think, was definitely one. It's an iconic brand, I think, for me, and an iconic product, mm-hmm. And amazing founders that you need to interview as well. That's a very, very good product. Mm-hmm.
And that's because it's hard to make an all natural mascara,
yes.
And that one performs?
Yes, it performs very well. It was, I think, it's probably the first mascara where at the store, everybody was like, okay, I'm loving this one. I'm loving this one. It was so popular that it was out of stock actually for a while.
Okay, cool.
And now it's okay, they're back in stock. But like, it was really like people could not, because we had an issue. We had an issue with deodorant and mascara.
Right.
When we launched, because people like actually were not carrying any deodorant and mascara because we tried everything and we didn't like.
Yeah.
We didn't like it. So we're like, we cannot put in the store something we don't like. Mm-hmm. We're very particular about what we create.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the longest time, mm-hmm. we didn't have any mascara, nor deodorant. And I can talk about deodorant.
Like now you can.
One of my, like, I love many brands now, but I would say the first one that, again, we tried and I was like, wow, that's special. It was Soap Voila.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there, you know, like their deodorant paste.
You put it under your armpits like this.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like a paste.
Like a cream?
Yes.
Okay. It's in a pot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't get behind this part, but I know everybody loves it.
It's so first, I mean, when we got the pitch, I was like, are you guys kidding? We're not going to carry that. We're like, no one is going to put a cream under their arm. You know, that's. And then our marketing director at that time was like, you need to try. I used it. I went to SoulCycle and like, I was still smelling good. I was like, no, too much information, but I'll try, you know. And that was a very, I think, a very good product.
Yeah.
Very passionate founder as well, you know.
Yeah, I've met her. She's great.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
No, you have like one product I absolutely love and that is also been like... selling like crazy was the green matcha ceremony from Audacité.
Oh my god, I love that product so much.
It's insane. It's so
good.
There's nothing like that.
I think we should explain the matcha because when I got it, Laura sent it to me, and it's so. First of all, I love the jar. It's in a black lacquer jar,
mm-hmm.
and then you open it, and inside it looks like something that you would put in a tea or in a latte because it's just a green powder, right?
And it smells like matcha.
Yes, it's got sort of a very flat, like earthy smell to it, and then it's got a scooper spoon in it, and mm-hmm. You put it in your hand, you add a little bit of water, and then it totally transforms from a powder into, I guess, like a foam.
Yes.
And it's slightly exfoliating, and it's just like, it's like magic in the shower. It's really fun to use.
Yeah.
And it's detoxifying, right?
It is. And it's like, it you feel hydrated after that.
Yeah.
It's so like, you have like this film of like, that's what I really like about it.
It has
like
a softening effect.
It's a cleanser and a treatment at the same time.
If someone's out there listening and they want their product at the detox market, what really hooks you as a pitch? Because you're kind of like us probably at this point where we're editors. We've heard a lot. We've seen a lot.
We have about, on average, 55 submissions a month. Honestly, that's the minimum you should do as a brand that if you're launching now, you know. But then we really look at what they're using. Because it's easy to say, I'm not using parabens and, you know, phthalates.
Mm-hmm.
But then what? What's in it? Right. It's and so we really spend time on that and look at the positive side.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the concentration of ingredients. You know, if you look at Inky, which is the, you know, the back. I mean,
where are there still lags where it's like, I'd like to see this get better? Mm-hmm. Is there any category or type of product?
It's
evolving.
So if skincare, I think, is doing fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Just to talk about the positive thing, I think like skincare, mm-hmm. like we have so many amazing things. I think mascara improved drastically. We talked mm-hmm. about like kind of well people, but we still have we need to find waterproof mascara.
Mm.
And that's one thing that comes, even makeup artists that we hire and that we partner with, mm-hmm. and they're like, that's the one thing that like is,
mm-hmm.
it's not there yet, you know?
Right.
And so that's, I think that's where like people are still using kind of like conventional mm-hmm. beauty. Surprisingly, I think in lipstick, I think we have amazing kind of lipsticks mm-hmm. now. And, but we still have a lot of people using for, you know, going with the, going for like more, conventional mm-hmm. beauty.
And I think, do you have, I don't think you can do long wear lipsticks. Can you?
Well, they can't like classify that. But there's some like Clove & Hollow is the one we just launched and their lipsticks stay forever.
Okay, Clove & Hollow. We'll be trying that.
Mm-hmm.
Ilia is a good one.
Yeah,
Yes.
Yeah, Ilya is
Canadian. Sasha. No, sunscreen. So Laura was Detox Market for the beginning. Is saying sunscreen. There's a bunch of good sunscreen, but sunscreen, they need to go Health Canada compliant. That's because we have a bunch in California, but they're like a lot of them are not making it to Canada because of like compliance. I mean, they would qualify, you know, because they have great ingredients, but they have to go through like the whole kind of process.
So they have like great textures and they don't go on like paint.
No, they're good. They're
give us these names.
I love Kula is a very good one. I like Kula, and Kula we carry here, so it's like it's a very good. It's a cool like cool founders as well. Very very cool founders. Suntegrity is a great brand that is from LA and that we carried since the first Detox Market in 2010.
No way.
Yeah. And so we really like Suntegrity. It's a good one. What else did we those I'm like personally that's the one I use and I use Babo for my kids. It's a stick and it's like it's so great.
How do you spell that?
Babo. And it's like I like Babo. I use it on my kids. It's like it's you know like they run everywhere with the stick. It's like it's perfect, and if it looks like paint it doesn't matter for kids, you know.
Yeah.
There's one actually was like a guy that used to run a very big, I cannot say who it is, but he used to run a very big company in beauty. And I explained to him like the project and he was like, that makes no sense. And that's why you should do it. And his advice was great. And I think for any like green beauty, like entrepreneur, like they will probably come up with an idea and they will ask their friends in beauty, and their friends in beauty will say, no, I mean, that doesn't make sense. We would never do that at whatever L'Oreal or Estée Lauder, whatever it is, you know. And but that's a reason you should do it.
Thanks for tuning in. Visit BreakingBeautyPodcast.com for details on all the damn good products we talked about in today's episode.
And be sure to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get every episode delivered right to your inbox. You won't miss a single thing.
Or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And please show us some love by rating us or reviewing us in iTunes. See you next time.